Cadenza one. Barking, tutti exclamations. Tutti means the whole band, everyone in the orchestra. Alternate with vicious, rising, falling piano lines to create a dramatic, confrontational mood. Let's listen to this and let's be aware that this is really where we meet the piano in all of its bone-like glory. Cadenza one. So these orchestral exclamations would seem to attempt to hem in the piano, but the angel of death will not be hemmed in, my friends. And I trust you noticed that at the end of each of those long arcing gestures played by the piano then plays the first four notes of the Dies Irae each time. Yum, bum, bum, bum. Yes, we know who you are, and that really drives home the characterization, I am bones and I am death. Now, I would like to compare this cadenza to one that Liszt would have been intimately familiar with because the resemblance is too close to be coincidental. Beethoven's fifth piano concerto begins essentially with a cadenza also. We usually call it an introduction, but it really introduces a confrontation between piano and orchestra. The orchestra plays an exclamation, the piano follows with a long, arcing interior gesture, orchestral exclamation, and so forth, just like the Liszt. Let's listen to the beginning of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, Opus 73 in E flat of 1809. Beethoven. The resemblance is too close for comfort. Again, I'm going to play Liszt right away now, and I want you to compare it to what Beethoven did. Liszt would have been familiar with Beethoven and this confrontational mood that's created between the piano exclamations, creating a cage of harmony around a piano trying to escape from it. And indeed, to a degree, that's exactly what happens with Liszt, but Liszt's Angel of Death is a bit nastier than Beethoven's pianistic hero in Beethoven's work. This is a piece that Liszt would have performed and would have known intimately. The other thing I want you to be aware of at this listening to the first cadenza is the clattering nature of the piano writing. And we'll talk more about that after we hear Liszt's cadenza one more time. Now, I can't resist playing for you, and it's on the tape, so we shall hear it. Other examples of bones in 19th century music, again, until we really get to the 19th century with its program music and its utter and explicit descriptions of physical or visual action in musical terms, we're not necessarily going to have anything this absolutely obvious in music. Certainly, I think we would search long and hard the Ove of Johann Sebastian Bach to try to find examples of clattering bones in his pieces. I know one would search long and hard in Vivaldi and Scarlatti and Schütz and Monteverdi and Mozart, Haydn, and so forth. No, these are affectations of the 19th century composer and the 20th century film writer. And what we'll listen to is Camille Saint-Saëns Carnival of the Animals. There's a movement called Fossils. And what does Saint-Saëns use to project fossils? Well, two different sets of instruments. First, he uses a xylophone, an instrument that actually looks like a bunch of bones, a very brittle, harsh sound when played a certain way, and playing in the background, two pianos, reinforcing that, if I may use a new word, fascicular aspect of the music.